He held his neck when she hugged him and held on for dear life. We accept the day of her death as an accident. But an act allowed by God? For years, my sister flashes through my nights, her body crumpled on gravel. Sometimes in dreams, I cradle her in the quilt Mama made for her, pale green with the hand-embroidered Humpty Dumpty and Little Bo Peep, and she's safely cocooned. I await her unfurling and the rebirth. Instead, the earth opens wide and swallows her up. At the grave's precipice, our feet scuff dirt and chunks of the firmament fall away. A clod of dirt hits the casket, shatters over my little sister with the white blonde hair, the little sister who teased me and laughed, and the way she'd throw her head back and laugh, her milk-white cheeks dimpled right through with happiness, and I'd scoop close all her belly-giggling life. They lay her gravestone flat into the earth, a black granite slab engraved with no dates, only the five letters of her name, Amy. It means loved one. How she was. We had loved her, and with the laying of her gravestone, the closing up of her deathbed, so closed our lives, closed to any notion of grace. Really, when you bury a child, or when you just simply get up every day and live life raw, you murmur the question, sound